بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
Our dear youth, who did not see nor feel the revolutionary era, should pay careful attention to these details. They must come to realize the issue behind this, U.S. animosity, and the main cause of it. If a people do not know what their main problems are or why, they will be misled. The concern for the U.S. is that the revolution came and saved the country from morasses of different types, from morasses of dependence, backwardness, political and moral corruption, and global humiliation. We were suffering in these models. We had become dependent, humiliated, and backward. We were held behind. They held us back in scientific fields, in economic pursuits, technological advancements, on an international presence overall, in everything. And in return for these setbacks, we had American and English mistresses and sirs as our overseers.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In those days, we used to export oil 4 times more than the present time. Moreover, the population was half the size of today's population. However, most areas of the country were deprived of public and governmental services. It is the duty of governments to provide such services. The country was wallowing in poverty, backwardness, and moral corruption. Iran was in a terrible state, including all the infrastructure of the country. In the area of roadways, water-related issues, electricity, gas, public schools, universities, and civil services, it was suffering from a state of backwardness and poverty in all social, political, and economic areas. They used to offer up the country's natural resources of wealth to foreigners. It was only the ruling government that benefited from this situation. If the people spoke against their policies, they would silence the people by deception or either by methods of harassment or intimidation. Nevertheless, the people were angry, and they could see the reality of the situation. The result was that they followed our magnanimous Imam's spiritual and divine call, which led to the revolution.
That you've done.